Hamilton Park School was built in a middle-class neighborhood in 1954. That's the same year the landmark Brown v. Board of Education Supreme Court ruling declared segregated schools unconstitutional. A spry Thomas Jefferson Jr. and his wife Mary, high school sweethearts, say despite segregation, this neighborhood school was like family.
Everybody got along real well together. We played and had fun. The teachers was like our parents away from home. They just really looked after us, and we really learned quite a lot from them.
So you've got to look at this school as being a part of the community, because it was a community school. It was first grade through 12th grade. What we looked forward to when we were getting ready to graduate was a place to live when we came home. And so that's how the generation thing continued to grow.
Thomas Jefferson III attended Hamilton Park in the 70s. His son Thomas Jefferson IV came here. And 7-year-old T.J. Five made the walk Monday. Jefferson says this school was forced to change under a federal desegregation order in the mid-70s. The campus became a K-6 grade magnet school to integrate the students. At first, Jefferson felt betrayed, fearing the neighborhood would lose its heart and soul.
For instance, if I'm walking to school and I'm a senior, I have little brothers and sisters, and they're tagging along with me on our way to school. And that was a big impact, because we were able to look out for our little brothers and sisters, and we thought we were going to lose all of that identity.
But now, 1 year after decades of federal court oversight was lifted, Jefferson says things are actually better.
However, we didn't lose our identity. As long as the school is here, it'll always be that blood that'll be running through the community.
Leaving 7-year-old second grader Thomas Jefferson V to carry on the tradition. But first, he has some work to do.
You have to learn how to write, because when you get in second grade, the teachers aren't going to help you that much anymore.
Great-grandpa Jefferson Jr. will be there to help, as he was for his son and his grandson. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.